Right. So what we saw today was President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris teaming up in Philadelphia as their campaign launches this new initiative. They're calling it an eight-figure summer-long effort to reach black voters. In particular, the president and vice president making it clear that black voters helped them get elected in 2020 and said that they're going to help them get elected, reelected in 2024 in November. And this is coming as the Biden campaign is seeing this drop in support from President Biden. There's some new data out from the Pew Research Center. It shows that support for Biden among this group has dropped from 92% in 2020 to 77% just last month. And so this is a big deal for Democrats because this is generally a reliable voting bloc for them. And right now they're seeing that dip in support. And on the flip side, Trump is picking up some of that support.
Does the poll give a reason for the drop? Is it the economy? Is it other issues?
Generally speaking, when you talk to analysts who look at this data regularly, they'll tell you that the economy is a top issue. The rise in inflation is a top issue, as well as other concerns regarding immigration. And that's what former President Trump was speaking about. He spoke in the Bronx just last week, and he blamed Biden for the rise in migrant crossings of the southern border and saying it's really impacting this group the most, the black population as well as the Hispanic population, in terms of jobs and housing.